Well, hi there. Good morning. 8:53. Brock Unter.
Who are you going to call?
Kaiki.
Is that me?
I said Unter and Kaiki. I don't know.
Is that me?
Hey.
I heard it. You heard it. Hey. No, Brock Hunter, Kiki, of course. Having fun. It's Wednesday, right?
I think, dude.
It's hump day.
I thought it was Tuesday for the longest time this morning.
That's actually better though, thinking it's a day behind.
Yeah.
It's not like thinking it's Friday and it's only Thursday. Like, oh!
It's true.
Ow!
Yeah, halfway there, man. Hump day. What are you guys doing on hump day? You humping?
I don't know.
Yeah, my hand.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll let you know after lunch.
We'll see if we've got time.
Yes, I don't know. We got to go to Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if we've got enough time,
yeah,
for the humping. Anyway, we'll check out your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your dim vocabulary.
Well, she's all narrated up, so she's ready.
That's true. I'd slide right off her.
Oh.
How is that? Is everything good?
Everything's clear.
All right.
We're ready to go.
Clear. You got to stop at the taint. You can't go farther.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. All right, anyway, let's do your dumb vocabulary. I did not hit it. There.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Slide right off of her. Your dumb vocabulary, as always, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville, home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance. Chris works a lot with contractors in the area to insure them for general liability and equipment coverage. So if you're a contractor, you got stuff you want covered, Chris has got you covered. We're actually going to be hearing Chris is stopping by just a little bit later on in the show to talk about a super fun event going on this weekend that involves Santa and gifts and carriage rides. So stick around in the 9 o'clock hour.
Santa!
Listen for that. He'll be in a little bit later. Your dumb vocabulary for today. I do not have one.
You need to have it pulled up. You need to have the application open.
There we go. It's an acronym.
Okay.
BDNB.
BD.
BDNB. You guys
hate acronyms.
I know, you're never going to get this one.
Wait, BDM? Like as in Mary?
BDN.
Oh, N as in Nancy.
Yeah.
B. D? Wait, did you say B or D at the end?
B as in boy, D as in dog, N as in Nancy, B as in boy.
Is the first word big?
BDN.
No.
No.
If you guys get this one,
Brown?
No. I mean,
it's definitely big.
No,
the first one's not big?
It's not big. I would have told you.
Is it Brock?
Nope.
All right.
BDNB. Acronym.
I don't even know what BDSM means.
B. Gosh, I'm already getting these all mixed up.
BDNB.
Okay.
Getting a little BDNB.
A little BD. Bah, babe.
Back down.
You got the first word right.
Back.
Back.
Back. Woo.
Back.
BDN. Okay. Back. Dump.
Nope.
It's not down.
Nope.
Back.
Door.
Oh, back door.
Not.
BDN. Not.
Back door.
Not.
This is fun.
Back door.
It's a B at the end. Not. Bat. Bolt. No.
BD.
Back door.
NB.
Never.
Back door. Nasty.
Nasty butt.
I don't know.
Back door equals nasty butt.
All right. It's close enough.
BDNB is an acronym for backdoor no babies.
No babies!
Oh, also. Baby.
Example, sorry, baby. I don't have a condom. We got a BDNB tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
That's a terrible excuse.
Oh,
how
no.
about, has a guy, it just doesn't happen.
Has a guy ever BDNB'd you?
No.
What about you, Hunter?
Not.
Has a guy ever BDNB'd you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do people whisper